Welcome to the Sports Vibe podcast, brought to you by Vibe 107.6. We are the local station for Southwest Hertfordshire, and we're back with the Sports Vibe podcast. Nearly 3 months, well, it is 3 months since the last recording. We started it as a couple of demos and brought the first two out just as, unfortunately, COVID-19 came into Great Britain and ended professional sport as we know it for a while. It was paused, it's now back. So what a great time to bring back the Sports Vibe podcast. I'm pleased to say that my trusty assistant and sports expert, Noah Abrahams, the sports reporter for Vibe 107.6, is with me as well. Very different to how we used to record it inside the studio, but we're surviving, aren't we, Noah?
We are. We're surviving from home, back in Hertfordshire myself, so it's good to be around Watford, back in that vibe, with Vibe and sports. Is on the up, it's returning, so you couldn't ask for anything else.
So let's just recap to where we were at the last recording, which was, I believe, the second week of March. Watford were due to play Leicester City at home in the Premier League. They've just come off the back of a morale-boosting 3-0 win against Liverpool at Vicarage Road. Did lose to Crystal Palace in between the time, but that 3-0 win was still fresh in the minds of every Watford fan, just chomping at the bit for more football. Unfortunately, it's now stopped. The games are now going to come back behind closed doors without any fans there. It was going to be a big change to the football season. Whether that's a disadvantage or an advantage for some clubs, we'll move on to discuss later. But now Watford do return on Saturday with a game against Leicester City at home at Vicarage Road. It's going to be a very different though, isn't it?
It is. It's the first game on BT Sport, so we can watch it at least. 12:30 kickoff, but no fans. We've both been going to Vicarage Road for a number of years. It's going to be a very different experience. Watford, fresh though. Injury-wise, they're looking a lot better than they were when they were originally meant to play Leicester, so that could be an advantage. Of course, it's the Craig Shakespeare, Nigel Pearson derby as well. You've got the element of Brendan Rodgers coming back to Watford, so you've got it all. You really have.
The game against Leicester, let's just first of all take Vicarage Road first without Watford fans there. We were discussing before starting the recording that we've both been going to Vicarage Road for a while. I've been going, well, really, I was just mentioning the first game I went to was against Crystal Palace years ago when Gifton Noel Williams scored the winner against a very noisy Crystal Palace side. I remember being in the East Stand, the old East Stand, without any cover over the top. It was hammering down with rain. It was in the middle of December when my birthday was, and I loved it. So I remember just walking out as a young child and seeing the floodlights on and the pitch and thinking, wow. And that's, I think, where football first took over me. So seeing Vicarage Road now, which is a very different ground, obviously the East Stand's no longer there, brand new Sir Elton John Stand, without any fans there and wishing to be there is going to be very tough. But such a situation and a very serious one happening around the world, it is for the best. And I'm sure every Watford fan will still be showing their support from home. Noah, what's your thoughts on games behind closed doors? Do you think it's going to be an advantage or disadvantage to Watford? And actually, first, let's hear about your first game you attended.
Well, so my first game, you are hooked once you first go to Vicarage Road and you want to go back time and time again. My first game was Gillingham in the FA Cup, League Cup, 2007. Watford won 3-0. I sat in the press box with my uncle, who's a sports journalist. And I remember thinking, I went to the second game and I was confused why there weren't any sandwiches at half time. And why I wasn't getting free Coca-Cola. And it took me quite a while to realise that not every game is a press box kind of game. So that was my first experience. Behind closed doors football, originally I was of the same view that Pep Guardiola had. Football shouldn't be played behind closed doors. It's a fans game. It's like theatre without an audience. However, now I want football back. I think the whole world wants football back. And as it's come back in the Bundesliga, it's been relatively successful behind closed doors. So I don't see why it wouldn't be the same in the Premier League. BT Sport, I was reading, they were talking about artificial atmosphere, maybe pumping it into the ground for when they cover Watford versus Leicester. So that could be really interesting. But actually, I think, you know what, it's the safest thing to do. Watford fans are for it. Football fans are for it. So let's get behind it and the more we get behind it, the better it will be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a very different experience. And Watford, let's talk about the position that they're in. Just one place, well, they're one place above the relegation zone, with Bournemouth, Aston Villa and Norwich behind them. Every team has winnable games heading into the end of the season. There's 9 games left. Watford on 27 points, level points with Bournemouth. Villa have a game in hand on 25 points, which is going to be crucial to what happens there. Watford need to come back with a few wins, don't they?
Watford do need to bounce back. They didn't start the season well under Javi Gracia, who's now a Watford legend, but ultimately the fact of the matter is they didn't start the season well. They've got Burnley, Southampton, Norwich, Newcastle and West Ham all left to play, and they are all winnable games, so they've got to get points from those, especially because they've got Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City left. If Watford don't get points from those winnable games, they will go down. All the good work, all the hard work will be undone.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me, by looking at what I see on social media from what Watford FC put out, and in terms of the quotes from manager Nigel Pearson and Craig Shakespeare, the assistant manager, it seems like they're preparing Watford, aren't they? It seems like they're in a good place, but, you know, social media, they're always going to be positive on that. But let's face it, when the new management team took over, Watford were essentially down and out, really, weren't they, at the bottom of the league? I think if you fast forward to February and said Watford are going to beat Liverpool 3-0 at home at Vicarage Road, you would have laughed, but it happened completely out of the blue, and that stretched Watford outside of the relegation zone for the first time all season. Let's just say it was a bizarre moment, but my view is that that wouldn't have happened without fans at the ground, because everything just went in Watford's favour that night. Can Watford recreate what they did against Liverpool at home to Leicester, who are, of course, a very good side? Let's not forget they're second in the Premier League, I think. They're third.
They're third in the Premier League, yeah.
Third behind Man City, but they've improved this season under Brendan Rodgers. And do you think that Watford can recreate what they did against Liverpool at home to Leicester?
I think they could. They beat Man United at Christmas time, I think 22nd of December. I was at that game. And you're right, the fans played a massive part. I think they could. Nigel Pearson knows Leicester better than anyone, as does Craig Shakespeare. Craig Shakespeare especially. Craig Shakespeare was there. He succeeded Claudio Ranieri, so he was there when they were playing Champions League football. So they both know Leicester City. Brendan Rodgers is one of the best in the business at the moment. It could happen. Whether it's likely or not, that's a different question. Leicester will want to get a Champions League place this year, and they're going to see Watford as a team that they need to bypass pretty easily. They don't want to slip up against Watford. But Watford need this victory to fully climb out of the relegation zone. I know they're a place above it, but they're essentially still in it on the same amount of points as those below them. So I think it's a matter of... It could all come down to match day. They don't have Deulofeu, of course, Watford. But Leicester will also have injuries, so it's all a big if and but at the moment.
Before I challenge you with a score prediction, let's just talk about the Watford squad, because obviously the biggest name missing that will be for the rest of the season, and it happened at the start of that Liverpool game, which makes the whole of that match even more bizarre, that Watford still won 3-0, is Gerard Deulofeu, who's categorised as the magic man for Watford. Obviously he's out for a very long time with a knee injury. He won't be fit, but we are expected to see players, according to Watford's social media and videos they're putting out. Daniel Welbeck could return to full fitness and be ready for the Leicester game. Tom Cleverley, who's obviously a major part of Watford's side, hasn't really played at all this season, and then you've got fringe players such as Isaac Success, who's never really got going but could be a big impact towards the end of the season if the Breakers helped them psychologically come back into form. And also, let's also discuss Andre Gray, because let's all be clear, a very poor season, I think. After last season, he did perform very well under Javi Gracia, I thought, scored a lot of goals. He also misses a lot of chances, but if he comes back in form as well, I think Danny Welbeck and Andre Gray could be an important part to the side. let's discuss Troy Deeney, because it seems to be without Troy Deeney, Watford don't win. It's pretty obvious. He is obviously a clear leader in the side and very influential in terms of the Premier League over the last few weeks coming back. Troy Deeney, of course, refused to go back to training. He's now returned to training after being told it is safe to do so. So how do you rate Watford's squad going back into the first game?
I think it's strong. I think the break would have helped Watford. You've got to remember, they beat Liverpool, but then they lost to Crystal Palace. That's the kind of form Watford were in at that time. They could win a game and then lose a game so easily. I think this break would have stabilised them. I read the article with Craig Shakespeare, who says that they're more focused than they've ever been. That's really important. Troy Deeney, a very vocal character, as we all know. Very important on the football pitch as well as off it. In terms of Isaac's success coming back, he's been out since February, but could he impact the team? Possibly. Andre Gray needs to be given a chance, I think. You can understand why Nigel Pearson is hesitant about him, because as you said, he hasn't played well this season. But you look back at last season and Andre Gray under Javi Gracia was on fire. So whether he links up with Welbeck or whether Gray links up with Deeney, as long as they're all fit, they're all in the right state of mind. Deeney's got to be in the state of mind to accept that the Premier League is going ahead. And if Deeney can accept it, which I think he has done now, then I don't see a reason why Watford can't flourish up front. In terms of Holabas, he could well be back. He might not be. He's also on the fringe, but an important player who's just signed a new contract.
I suppose the big question is, though, who replaces Dele Feu? Are you going to go for Roberto Pereira, who can blow hot and cold when you're fighting to battle relegation? Or do you want to throw in an extra player like Tom Cleverley, who could perform in that position? It's going to be the biggest question, I think, coming the first game back.
I think it's got to come down to work ethic. Pereira, as you said, does blow hot and cold. And when you're in a relegation battle, you've got to have the right work ethic. Who replaces Dele Feu? I think Pereira actually is a very good option. It's a strong option. He's the best bench player you could possibly have in Watford's position. It's all got to be about work ethic, though. In a relegation battle, you need everyone 110% behind it. Go back to Sunderland when they went down. Absolutely no desire to stay in the Premier League, so you've got to have that desire.
Absolutely. So we've discussed the Watford squad at the moment. Before we move on to discuss more local matters around South West Hertfordshire, Noah, I'm going to put you on the spot and say, what do you think the score prediction will be for the first match back against Leicester?
I'd like to go with a draw. I think 1-1. I don't think it'll be that high scoring. I think 1-1, Watford get a point out of it, which could help them in their relegation battle.
I'm going to be positive and go for a strong start back from Watford. I feel like it would put a marker down for the Premier League and also for the three clubs following Watford. If Watford managed to get off the start with a good win against Leicester, I think it could make a lot of positivity around the club. I'm going to go for a 2-1 win for Watford.
Strong, I like it. I like it.
Cool. Right, so let's move on now to discuss the local sides around South West Hertfordshire, because it's a bit of a pickle, isn't it, Noah?
It is. The National League and National League South are two divisions at the moment that have been just about everywhere. They've been up, they've been down. It's all over the place with board meetings and different verdicts. Finally now, I think we have the answer as to what's happening with our local side. Wealdstone, look, it's about 90% they're going to be promoted at time of recording. Whether or not when this is released they've been promoted, I'm pretty confident they would have been. So congratulations to Wealdstone, who go up on a points per game because they were top of the league anyway by absolutely miles. When we get to Boreham Wood and Barnet, that's where it gets a bit more complicated. In the National League, they're doing the playoffs. They're doing one relegation place, so Chorley go down, the champions are Barrow, and in the playoffs are Harrogate, Notts County, Yeovil, Boreham Wood, and Halifax, and Barnet. With the National League, Boreham Wood are in the playoffs against Halifax. Barnet are in the playoffs thanks to their points per game and will face Yeovil. Boreham Wood could then face Harrogate, and Barnet could face Notts County. So if Boreham Wood win their game and Barnet win theirs, then they're in the playoff semi-finals against Barnet, Notts County, and Boreham Wood, Harrogate. So, potentially, we could see a Barnet-Boreham Wood playoff final in the National League. There's no playoffs in the National League South, and there's no relegation in the National League South. It's just Wealdstone going up.
No, I think it's fair to say that it would have been disappointing to not see Willstone go up because they'd had such a successful season, and as you say, they were miles in the front. I think having them Waterlooville were applying a bit of pressure, but not likely to catch Willstone. It's good to see them go up, and yeah, let's hope that either Bournemouth or Barnet can have a successful playoff run if it is that case and get back into the Football League. Well, Bournemouth for the
What do you
first
think?
time, and Barnet would obviously get back.
What's your view on points per game?
I think it's the fairest way to decide these matches, if I'm honest. I think obviously you can understand from a point of view that, especially in League One, where it was so close heading into the playoffs, that clubs like Sunderland, and obviously Sunderland felt aggrieved to that, and you can understand as well that case. But let's be honest, and for some of the clubs in League One and League Two, putting the matches on costs more than not playing them. So from a business perspective, for the bigger picture of football in the long run, it's going to be it would have been challenging for a lot of these clubs. So I think points per game system is probably the fairest model, but then it takes away the fact that some clubs could have a good run of form and other clubs could have had a good run of a bad run of form towards the final end of the season, and you never know, could have Sunderland got back into the playoffs? Potentially. But would they have gone up? Maybe not. So it's a difficult discussion to have, and I imagine that some clubs maybe actually feel slightly relieved that a line's now been drawn under it and it is what it is, and they can plan for next season and the challenges that they're obviously going to face, likely without fans as well from September. So my view in short is, yeah, I think it's the right decision for clubs to follow that.
I don't think there'll be fans at football grounds till at least January. I think possibly even further in the future. And with points per game, look, it's never going to be fair on everyone, is it? Barnet were 11th. Life isn't fair, but I think it's the right thing as well. With Stevenage, Macclesfield may well keep them in the League Two. This is very interesting. So they could be miraculously saved, looking completely down and out in League Two, completely relegated. The outcome of Macclesfield's independent hearing is due. Whether or not this happens by the time we release this podcast, Stevenage could be in League Two. They may not be, but it all comes down to Macclesfield and financial fair play.
Yeah, well, if Stevenage managed to survive, it would be the greatest of all greatest escapes. We'll wait to see the outcome of that for Stevenage. So, no, thanks for wrapping up all the local football. So there we are. First podcast back, Noah. Football's coming back into our lives. It's going to be a lot of matches in very short, quick succession. Obviously, this is the time of year where we'd usually be supporting England at the European Championships. It was supposed to be a positive summer with most of the matches being played at Wembley for England, including the semi-finals and the finals. We're all supposed to be going England crazy, but instead we're all now going Premier League at home crazy.
Team GB crazy with the Olympics. So it's all
it's
cancelled.
a very different summer, but a very different year. But Watford are going to be back against Leicester City. We wish them all the best of luck. Yeah, that's the end of this week's Sports Vibe podcast. Thank you very much to you for listening. Remember to share if you enjoy it, and we hope to have you with us as we go forward towards the end of the season and discuss, well, what should usually be cricket around this time, I suppose. But we'll carry on with football as long as we can, because, of course, it is a national game and we do love it. So thank you to Noah for joining me.
No, thank you, Ryan. Thank you for hosting as always, and can't wait to be back on the radio as soon as possible.